I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to this segment. My name is Buddy Shula. We are here with Independent Health and Kathy Aquino, who is the Vice President of Sales, Medicare, Consumer and Small Business Markets at Independent Health. We'll talk to Kathy this segment as we have before. Of course, you can always go to the Independent Health website if you want any information about the open enrollment period that will be ending pretty soon now. And that's what we're really going to talk about today as a wrap up in case you haven't made up your mind and things like that. The Medicare annual enrollment period ends on December 7th. So we're here with Kathy to discuss all kinds of things like that that's going into 2023. We're also going to talk about Independent Health's Medicare Advantage product portfolio. So there's a lot of things, red shirt treatment ways that we're going to discuss today. So welcome to the segment here, Kathy. It's nice to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me again, buddy. It's great to see you.
First of all, the Medicare annual enrollment period is winding down. This is always that wind down time. People get excited for it, then it starts winding down, and there's where we are now. So how much longer do people have to choose their Medicare coverage for next year?
Sure. It started on October 15th, and it will be officially ending on December 7th. So really, it's that time period right now for Medicare beneficiaries, if they have not made a decision to stay in the current plan they're enrolled in or make a decision to enroll in a new plan, they really have to get to a Medicare expert and review their plan options and make that decision by December 7th.
So what if they don't make the decision? What happens?
Yep. If they don't make a decision, say they just, you know, don't talk to anybody, then basically they will be automatically enrolled in the current plan that they are in right now for next year, for January 1st, 2023. And really for Independent Health members, it's all great news for them, for our plans for next year. So more than likely, they are happy in the plan that they're currently enrolled in. And no stress for them then. It's basically just thank you for their membership, and the red shirts will be there for them next year, and they'll be in the same plan they're currently enrolled in.
Okay, it's my understanding that Independent Health is, once again, among the top plans in the entire nation when it comes to Medicare Advantage coverage. And, you know, can you share a little bit about this? This is good news.
Yeah, it's always great to get recognized by regulatory agencies or other organizations in the Medicare space for health insurance. And for 2023, we have two great recognitions I'll explain. The first is U.S. News and World Report's annual list of best health insurance companies offering Medicare Advantage coverage. We were recognized 4 years in a row for this distinguished recognition by U.S. News and World Report. And what they do is they analyze the 2023 or the next year's Medicare Star Ratings. And the Medicare Star Ratings, buddy, is basically an assessment that's done by the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, as we call that entity. And what they're doing is they're looking at all of the Medicare Advantage plans across the country to assess the quality, value, and the actual performance that they're providing to the members that are enrolled in their Medicare Advantage plans. And we are very excited to announce and share with the Western New York community that Independent Health was recognized 2 years in a row by the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, with a five-star recognition for all three of our plans. And we were the only plan in the nation to receive that recognition 2 years in a row, and locally for all three of our plans, buddy. So that's our HMO, our PPO, and our PDP, or prescription drug plan. So it really says a lot to what the health insurance company is doing in providing all of that great quality, value, and performance to their customers or members that are enrolled in these plans. And really, Medicare beneficiaries need to know the plan that they're enrolled in, ask questions. You know, what are the star ratings for the plan company that you're enrolling in. And of course, as we're meeting with seniors and Medicare beneficiaries here in Western New York, we are explaining that recognition of 2 years in a row. So,
you know,
great news.
I got to tell you something. I don't know why anyone would go anywhere else in terms of a health insurance plan. I really don't. I mean, we're very, very fortunate to have Independent Health, which is a local company here in Buffalo. And, you know, you're right. When I go to doctors and I say, you know, they're like holding their breath, asking you, you know, if you have health insurance or whatever. And, right. You know, you say you have Independent Health and they're like, oh, okay. You know, everything, you know, right. Yeah. Everyone calms down. I'm not kidding.
Providers are great partners of ours and they're the best voice for us to explain to, you know, customer shopping, the value of Independent Health. So it's all real.
You're doing a great job at Independent Health. We're here with Kathy Aquino talking about the end of the open enrollment period and what you can do if you haven't already. In addition, you have a lot of national recognition, which is incredible. But a lot of other things set Independent Health and the red shirts apart from other health plans, both locally and nationally. Tell us what those things are that set you apart.
Sure. And you touched on it just a minute ago, buddy, when you said that local presence. So Independent Health is the only local Medicare Advantage plan. And what I mean by that is that our red shirts live and work here in Western New York. So our executive team, Dr. Kropp, you know, our leadership live here in the 8 counties of Western New York. So decisions are made right here for our customers. And the red shirts behind the scenes are using the same doctors and hospitals as our members. So we know where our customers are going. We really can help guide them through that, healthcare experience. And I honestly can sit here and say, and I've been a red shirt for a long time, buddy, is that it does come down to the customer service. And our customer service, again, when recognized outside of the walls of Independent Health, has been recognized for different awards for our customer service. But really what it comes down to, buddy, is that when you call customer service, they pick up your phone timely and they're giving you the right answers when you need them. And I always like to add, it's the hometown touch, buddy. It really comes down to that.
Well, you know, and speaking of hometown, so I was on vacation in Key West, and I don't know if I was telling you this, Kathy, but, we had a little incident where we had to go to the urgent care down there, showed our Independent Health card, you know, the plan that I have, no problem at all. Everything was taken care of.
Yeah, and I think, too, just to mention, we have an HMO plan or a PPO plan for our Medicare Advantage customers. And the HMO plan traditionally works within the network of doctors and hospitals here in the 8 counties. But our PPO plan gives that extra coverage, especially for our snowbirds when they leave the area. But both plans, buddy, cover our Medicare members for what you just mentioned. It's the urgent or emergency or unexpected care you might need. So it should be as seamless as what you experience. You show your Independent Health card and they recognize you have health insurance, and then the providers of service should take it from there.
So for 2023, when it comes to Independent Health Medicare Advantage plans, what can people expect?
Sure. We have maintained being the largest Medicare Advantage plan here in Western New York for a number of years, and we still do. And within the realm of being the largest Medicare Advantage plan, we make sure we have the right plan for what the needs of our customers are. So not one plan fits everyone. So we sit down and we have that red shirt review. We make sure we look at the doctors that you're using. Independent Health contracts with all of the hospitals here in Western New York. That's a very good thing to keep in mind when you're looking at these Medicare Advantage plans. And when it comes to the continuum of care, you know, we're healthy and then we start to experience changes. Not that I have to tell you, buddy, that we are getting older. And as we look to service our Medicare Advantage members, the needs are different. You could be recently turning 65 and you're new to the Medicare Advantage plans, or you could be enrolled as an Independent Health loyal customer for a number of years. But based on the needs of your medical care changing, we have a plan for everyone.
And what are some of the things included in these Medicare plans for next year?
Sure. We will continue to offer 3 zero premium plans, which is important because when people are looking at whether or not they want to pay a premium. You then also have to look at, well, what are your out-of-pocket costs going to be when you enroll in the different plans that are available? So across a variety of our plans, Buddy, we have $0 co-payments for when customers go to get prescriptions filled on what we call tier one prescriptions. $0 co-payment for when they go to visit their primary care doctors, which is encouraged to go get your well visits. And then across the zeros would be for routine eye exams. The gym membership is at no cost through Silver Sneakers. $0 copay for routine and preventative dental services. And new for next year, Buddy, is the personal emergency response service through ADT Security. And that's that PERS device. And that's a security blanket that we are offering at no cost to select plans for our Medicare beneficiaries, that they can get this PERS device and have that, you know, just in case when that emergency might happen, they'll have that device to help them get the medical care that they need.
That's awesome. Again, here with Kathy Aquino from Independent Health. Now, people, you know, may have not done what they're supposed to do yet for 2023. So right. How is Independent Health planning to assist these people who may still need this help selecting a Medicare Advantage plan for next year?
Sure. We have 5 permanent Medicare Information Centers across Western New York. They're open year-round. 3 of the sites, Buddy, do have customer service available even after open enrollment. But the 5 permanent Medicare Information Centers are located in Cheektowaga, in Lakewood near Jamestown, Orchard Park, Tonawanda, and Williamsville. So we encourage people to please come in between now and December 7th. Appointments are available, but we encourage walk-ins so we can make sure we get to meet with you. And then we have walk-in locations from Niagara County to the city of Buffalo and in the Southern Tier. So getting in for a face-to-face red shirt review is usually a better experience because we can really sit down and walk you through everything. But it's something that if you haven't gotten in, you need to get in before December 7th.
So everyone who meets in person with red shirt gets a red shirt health kit. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's a little red box that we provide as a thank you for coming in to visit with us. But it's a sampling of our over-the-counter items that are available through a benefit that we started including last year and next year also. And it's such things as Band-Aids, toothbrush, toothpaste, different over-the-counter items. So in that red box is something you can take home and recognize that benefit when it kicks in next year. You'll have dollars allotted that you can order additional over-the-counter items. You can start stocking the medicine chest and make sure you have that stuff available when you need it.
Yeah, you're tempting me. I'm by the Cheektowaga location. I think I'm going to go in there and meet with somebody and get one of these things. All right. You gave us brick and mortar locations you can go to. What other ways can people reach Independent Health?
Sure. I mean, we do a lot of our red shirt benefit reviews right over the phone, Buddy. So red shirts are standing by right now. We are open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and it is staffed with dedicated Medicare-skilled representatives who can answer all the questions you might have. And actually, we can take enrollment applications right over the phone, telephonic applications. So that is something that the red shirts are available via the phone process. It works great and takes a little bit longer because, you know, we have to go through the phone side of it, but otherwise, the red shirts are available right now to take those phone calls.
Can you also do things online?
Definitely. Yep. We have a process through our website that people can go to and review the plans and actually enroll online also. And we have a DocuSign process, which DocuSign will push out the application and we will denote which sections would have to be highlighted and filled in. And that gets sent back to us and goes right over to the enrollment department. It's a very easy process.
Great conversation. Always go to the red shirts. It's always a fun conversation with Kathy Aquino, who's Vice President of Sales for Medicare, Consumer, and Small Business Markets at Independent Health. Kathy, it's always good to see you. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Same with you. Thank you.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.